Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Ayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 8 lines from the top of Daf Ayin. The Dibur HaMasul of the Gemara, Chayav al Kol Melocha u Melocha. The issue that we are going to deal with here, you'll notice on the side of the Gemara under our topic heading, the Nosei, we have written the following, Mekoros L'chiluk Melochos. This involves a situation where someone violates multiple Melochos in one state of lack of awareness. Shmuel, the first of three opinions of what is the source for saying Chiluk Melochos, which, as we just said, was a situation where a person violates multiple Melocha Shabbos in a state of unawareness of them being Melochos. In other words, you can have a person who is aware that it is Shabbos, but is not aware that these are Melochos. And in one state of ignorance, he goes ahead and violates a number of these Melochos. This will necessitate his bringing multiple sin offerings, multiple Korban Chatas. Shmuel learns this idea of the necessity of bringing a separate Korban Chatas for each Melocha that was violated from a Pasuk in Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph, where the Pasuk says, regarding Shabbos, Mechaleleha Mois Yumos. Rabbi Nosson, later in the Gemara, learns it from a Pasuk Lo Sivaru Eish, where the Torah specifies this Melocha in an explicit fashion, which is different than the way the Torah approaches all the other Melochas. And Rabbi Nosson is of the opinion that by the fact that the Torah says Lo Sivaru Eish as a singular Melocha, establishing its own separate Chiyuv, so too every other Melocha of Shabbos, even though they're not specified in an explicit fashion in the Torah, nevertheless each one of those Melochas will also generate a separate Chiyuv Chatos. There's a concept known of Havora L'chalek Yotzos. L'chalek is Chiluk Melochos. And a third opinion is that of Rabbi Yossi, where the Pasuk says V'osa Me'achas Me'heno. And from that Pasuk, Rabbi Yossi derives this idea. As we go on in the Gemara, after Shmuel states his opinion, we will notice in the markings triangles that appear around the expression v'tepuk lei. And under our Mivneh heading, we have noted the term v'tepuk lei in quotation marks is that which is highlighted by the marking. And these are she'elos, questions, ha-mechuvonos l'shmuel, that are directed on Shmuel. Loma lo bochar lilmoid chiluk melochos mehecha delom duhu Rabbi Nosson v'Rabbi Yossi. Why does Shmuel opt for a third source, his own source, and didn't choose to learn chiluk melochos from the source from which Rabbi Nosson was a Tana and Rabbi Yossi was also a Tana, from where they learned it? Now we turn to the Gemara. Chiluk melochos menolan. From where do we learn this idea that if a person did a multiple melocha violations in one state of lack of awareness, he is nevertheless chayav, obligated to bring a separate korban chatos for each melocha that he did? Omar Shmuel, Omar Kro, Mechaleha Moisimos. You'll notice that we have a Roman numeral number 1 to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. This is because this is the first of three approaches, number 2 being further down, and you'll see on the top of Omid Beis, also to the left-hand side of the Gemara text, a Roman numeral number 3. So Shmuel, in looking at this posuk of in Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph, where it says Mechalel Moisi Mos, he says Hator Ripsa Misois Harbe Al Chilul Echad. The Torah includes the possibility of many misos, literally many deaths, for one violation. When we say one violation, we would be referring to one lack of awareness, one ha'aloma. The Gemara asks, "Ha'hai v'mesit k'siv?" But this pasuk is referring to someone who knowingly violates Shabbos. And we are looking for the idea of multiple sin offerings, which is the case, which is brought when there is a violation b'shogeg, unwittingly. So the Gemara answers, "Im eino inyan lemezid." If this pasuk in Shmos Lamed Aleph isn't really needed for the deliberate violator, dichtiv, there's another pasuk that deals with the deliberate violator. It says, "Kol ha'oseh bo melacha yumas." Anyone who does malach on Shabbos is subject to the death penalty. So what am I going to do with the pasuk in Shmos Lamed Aleph? So Teneu Inyan LeShogeg, refer it to the realm of Shogeg. Umai Yumos, what are you going to make of the term Yumos, which literally means he shall die? If we're talking about Shogeg, there's no death. Answer, Yumas B'Mamon. He pays money. Payment of money is considered a form of death, if you want the death of your money. He's paying money to buy the sacrifices. So what we saw before, where the dashed underlining appears, Misos Harbe, really means the purchase of multiple sacrifices. The Gemara asks, and you'll notice this is a very long question. We have a shin that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line indicating the length of the question. So the Gemara asks, "V'tepuk lei chiluk malachos mehecha denafko lei the Rabbi Nosan." Why doesn't Shmuel learn out? Tepuk lei means derive or learn out the concept of chiluk malachos, that each malacha is a separate mechayev, a separate source of guilt or culpability from the same source that Rabbi Nosan derives this concept from, this Sanya. And here we have a long Tanaic source. It's all in the frame. And from this, we will see Rabbi Nosan's source. Rabbi Nosan Omer, the Pasuk says, "Lo savar esh b'chol moshvasechem b'yom ha-shabbos." One shall not burn fire in dwellings on Shabbos. Ma tamud lomer. What do I need this Pasuk for? Now, what's bothering the Brisa here is, after all, we already have psukim that say that one is not to do constructive activity on Shabbos. The pasuk says, "Lo sase kol malacha," and the malachos are known as all those activities that were done in the construction of the Mishkan. So why is there a need to specify this malacha? So the Brisa goes on, "Lefi shenemar." Since the pasuk says, "Vayakil Moishes kol adas b'nei Israel, ele hadvorim, sheshes yomim tasim alocha." Breaking down this pasuk, you have the word, we had the expression in the pasuk, ele hadvorim. So dvorim is a plural expression, things or activities. It indicates two. Hadvorim, the hey that's part of that word, adds one. So there's three. And the word ele hadavorim, the word ele in numerical value is 36. The aleph is 1, the lamed represents 30, and he is 5. So it's a 36 in the word ele. And we learn from, just add up, the 2 and 1 was 3, plus 36 is 39. Elu shloishim v'teishim malachos shenemru Moshe v'Sinai. This is a reference to the 39 malachos, constructive activities, that were taught to Moshe by oral tradition or by oral communication at Mount Sinai. Yochol ason kulam belam echot eino chayov elo achas. Could it be that if someone went ahead on Shabbos and out of ignorance, helam is hidden, meaning he was unaware, and he committed or performed all 39 Avos Malachos, would it be that he is chayev to bring only one sin offering? Talmud Lomar, well, there's another pasuk that says in Shmos Perek Lamedalet Pasuk Chof Aleph, Bechorish uvekotzir tishbos, which indicates that for Harisha, Harisha is plowing, and Kotzir is Ktsiro, that's harvesting, there is a separate obligation. So, to suggest that for violating all Melechus Shabbos he would be chayav only one, we see from this pasuk, Bechorish uvekotzir tishbos, that there is a separate chiyuv for each malacha. The Brisa continues and says, well, that's not totally convincing, though. Vadayan ani omer, still I would say, al harisha v'al haktzira chayav shtayim. For those two acts, plowing and harvesting, he is chayav two sin offerings. The al kulan eino chayav elo achas, but as far as all the rest are concerned, since the pasuk includes all of them in one command, lo sasu kol melacha, I might think that he's chayav only one. Talmud lomar lo sevaru eish. Therefore, we bring in the opening pasuk to this source, which is a warning against igniting fire on Shabbos. Havora bechlal hoisa. Havora was part of the general category of lo sasu kol melacha. The Loma Yotzes, why does the Torah then specify, literally take it out and treat it separately? Lahakish Ela, to compare to it, the Lomar Loch, and to inform you, Ma Havora Shihi Av Melocha V'chayovin Oleo B'fnei Atzmo, just like Havora, kindling, is a Av Melocha, it's a primary Shabbos activity, or constructive activity, and one is Chayav for it by itself. Av kol shu av melacha. So to any other activity that is an av melacha, chayovin oleo bifnei atzma, will each one will generate its own separate obligation. In this case, we're talking about separate korban obligation. Well, all that having been said, you see that Rabbi Nosson learns this concept of chiluk melachas from Havara. Why doesn't Shmuel learn from there? Why does he opt to learn from the Pasuk in Shmos Lamed Aleph Mechalamos Yumos? The Gemara answers, Shmuel Savar Lo K'Rabbi Yosi. Shmuel's attitude or his opinion regarding the Pasuk of Lo Sevaru Eish is like that of Rabbi Yosi. The Omar Havora L'Lav Yotzos. The Pasuk was, or the Isur of Havora was specified by the Torah to literally separated from the rest of Melechus Shabbos, and say that when it comes to Havora, one is guilty of a negative command only, without any capital offense attached to it. In other words, it's an exception. So as far as Rabbi Yossi's approach to Havora, is not that it's an example of all the rest, but rather it is an exception, and that's why it was singled out, to tell me that it is a lav, a mere negative command, and it wouldn't, as a result of that, it wouldn't generate a korban chatos, because a korban chatos is brought only when the offense, if done deliberately, would have generated a kores penalty. Not so in the case of Havora, as far as Rabbi Yossi is concerned. Desanya, and here is a source where Rabbi Yossi's opinion is featured. Havora l'lav yotzos, divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nosson omer l'chalek yotzos. Rabbi Nosson we saw before, that said it's an example of chiluk, of separate obligation for each one. But Rabbi Yossi holds l'lav yotzos. Yotzos once again means it was taken out of the general category. It was isolated or separated and treated individually to communicate this idea. The Gemara asks, v'tepuk lei, and notice again we have a long question, again indicated by the long question marking to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text, the encircled shin with the descending vertical dashed line extending to the third line from the top of Omid Beis. So the Gemara asks, v'tepuk lei l'chiluk melochos, why doesn't Shmuel learn out the concept of individual obligation for each melocha, even though they were all, a number of them were done in one state of lack of awareness, mehechote nafko le Reb Yossi, from where Reb Yossi learns chiluk melachos. It is true Reb Yossi doesn't learn it from Havara, but he has his own source, Desanya, and here is the source, Reb Yossi Omer. Now, here we have a pasuk that is in the realm of sin offerings. And it says, V'osa me'achas me'heno. This pasuk has, in the opinion of the Tanoim here, that we'll see, has some extra letters and expressions. The pasuk could have said, V'osa achas. Simply, V'osa achas, one went ahead and violated one of the mitzvos. And yet it says, V'osa me'achas me'heno. There's a mem attached to the word me'achas. And the second word, me'heno, you've got in that expression, you've got your basic word, heno, and the mem, leaving room to expound on this in drosha form. And we continue. Pe'omim shechayovim achas al kulon. There are occasions where a person will be chayev only one sacrifice for multiple offenses. Upaomim shechayovin al kol achas v'achas. And sometimes a person will be chayev for each one separately. Omar, and in this context we will refer to Hilchus Shabbos. So there are sometimes chayovin achas al kulon, means there will be multiple Shabbos violations and he'll end up bringing only one sin offering. And pa'omim shechayevim al kolachas v'achas, there are times that he will be chayev a separate sin offering for each malacha violation. Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina is an Amora who gives the background or explains how Rabbi Yossi sees what he does in this pasuk. So he explains. Achas Me'achas. In other words, the word is, in the Torah is written me'achas. So the Torah could have written achas, but it doesn't. It adds a mem, me'achas. And likewise, the word heno could have been written just as heno. The truth is that the whole word is extra, but you start with your basic word heno and the mem, me'heno, meaning that that's also available for a drosha. And this will be explained as we go on. Achas shehi heno, heno shi achas. These are essentially four drushas are alluded to here, and they will be explained as we continue. Achas, the word in the basic word, is a case of a person writing on Shabbos. Let's say he writes a full word out. Like, he writes the name Shimon. So a person unwittingly sits down and writes Shimon on Shabbos, he'll be chayav a sin offering. Me'achas, the attaching the mem to the word achas, you get me'achas, so the mem is now going to darshan, is a situation where a person intended to write the entire name Shimon, Shin Mem, Ayin Vav Nun, and he ends up writing only two letters, Shin Mem. That's what Me'achas is, Shame Mi Shimon. He writes the Shin Mem of Shimon, where he intended to write the entire name. He only writes two letters. That, nevertheless, is also a Malacha. Rashi points out that is a function of the fact that Shin Mem has meaning in other places. It could be a name also. There's a name like the son of Noach. It could also be a word, Shum, as well. There, meaning there. So writing Achas tells me writing the whole name generates a chiyuv, and the Mem means even part of it could generate the chiyuv. For example, he writes Shin Mem of the name Shimon. Heina is a plural word. It means them, or actually these. That's Ovos, the primary Malachas of Shabbos. Meheina is Toldos. The Toldos are activities that were not necessarily done as the those very activities done in the Mishkan, but they are similar to activities that were done in the Mishkan. So if planting is something that was done in the Mishkan, in the construction of the Mishkan, so watering plants is a tolda of Zoreya. It too is a Shabbos Torah level violation. We continue with the drushes. Achas Shehena, we mentioned that this is another thing that Rabbi Yossi sees in these words of the pasuk that said, "V'osa me'achas mehena," he learns the following: "Achas shehihena," that would mean one state of mind that could lead to multiple sacrifice obligations. And what is that? That's a case where someone does multiple melachas, zodon Shabbos v'shigas melachas. That means he's aware that it's Shabbos, but he's not aware of the melachas. And we've discussed this in the past, that a person brings a korban chatas, a sin offering, when something was done unwitting. So the unwitting commission in this case, where someone is aware that today is Shabbos and he's unaware of the melachas, this unawareness is associated with each malacha and each one separately. He's unaware of each particular activity is constituting a malacha. So in such a case, he will end up having to bring multiple korbanos, multiple sin offerings. And another drosha, eino shi'achas, that would be a case of multiple awareness, but he brings only one korban. What is that? That's a case where he did his violations in a state of mind of shigigah Shabbos. He's unaware that today is Shabbos, v'zodon melachos, but he is aware that the activities he is doing are melachos. He just thinks that it's Sunday or Monday. So it's heina. It's multiple awareness that leads to one malacha, one sin offering, as we just explained. That's a person who commits his malachas in a state of mind of he is unaware that it's Shabbos, but is aware that the activities he is doing are malachas. We underlined Zodon Shabbos v'shigigas melachos because really this is what we're focusing on. This is what we mean by chiluk melachos, that you're aware that it's Shabbos, but you're unaware of the melachos. So we describe that as achas shehena. It's one state of mind that results in multiple sacrifices. That's chiluk melachos, according to Reb Yossi. So the question is, why doesn't Shmuel learn from this pasuk, the pasuk of V'yosa me'achas mehena? So the Gemara provides Shmuel's response. Shmuel will tell you that achas shehena v'heno shi'achas lo mashmalei. He doesn't see in the original pasuk room for making this drosha. Rather, he uses the pasuk as it is for the obligation of shame mishimon and for deriving toldos, the derivative activities that are also constitute a Torah violation. But he doesn't see this pasuk alluding to zodon Shabbos shigas melachos and shigas Shabbos with zodon melachos. Therefore, for chiluk melachos, Shmuel has his source of shmos. The pasuk in Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph. Before we continue with the Gemara, we glance at the side under our No Say heading, where we've written Helem Shabbos Umelachos Ma Dina. What is the din of someone who is unaware of today being Shabbos, and he's also unaware that the activities that he is doing constitute melachos? This is called, in the Gemara's terminology, Helim Zev Zev Yodo. Just before this, the Gemara had mentioned a case where he has awareness on one side of the equation. Either he's aware of it being Shabbos while unaware of the activities he's doing as Malachas, or he is unaware of it being Shabbos, but he is aware that what he is doing would constitute a melacha. Here the question is, let's say he has total unawareness, how many sin offerings will he have to bring? He is unaware of today being Shabbos, as well as being unaware that the activities he is doing constitutes each one constitutes a melacha. So mahu means how many sacrifices would he have to bring? Is it one to cover all, or per violation a separate korban? Omar Lei, so Rav Nachman answers, what we've done in this Gemara, we have a numbering system which indicates, we'll call it different stages in dealing with this question. So the first stage, you have Rav Nachman saying, Harei Helem Shabbos Biodo, V'eino Chayav Elo Achas. Behold, he is unaware of it being Shabbos. So as a result of that, we don't care how many melachas he's done as far as sacrifices are concerned, because there's one shogeg, and that is his unawareness of it being Shabbos. Adarabba, well, to the contrary, Hare Helem Melachas Biyado V'chayav Al Kolachas V'achas. Is it not so that he's unaware of the activities that he's doing as constituting melachas? So why not say that he is chayav for each one separately? Elo Omar Ravashi Chazinon. Ravashi says, well, let's look into this. Let's evaluate this violator. E mishum Shabbos koporish, hare helam Shabbos biyodo v'eino chayav elo achas. If you were to tell this person, hey, do you know that today is Shabbos? And if he would stop what he's doing because of that piece of information, so I know that his problem is the ignorance of Shabbos, the unawareness, the mistake or the unawareness of it being Shabbos. So it's only one point and one piece of information that is causing him to do the malachas. So he would bring only one sin offering. V'imishum malacha koparash. If you tell him, do you know that what you're doing right now is a malacha? And if that is what would make him stop, hare helem malachas biyado, v'chayav al kol achas v'achas. Then I see that his problem is his lack of awareness of this constituting a malacha. And that would tell me that he's chayav a separate korban for each malacha that he's doing. Omar lei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina questions Ravashi and he says, Even when you tell him that today is Shabbos, and he stops doing whatever he's doing, what he's stopping for is not because it's simply Shabbos, but because what he's doing are malachas. Klum porish mishabbos ela mishum malachas. Is it not so that he stops what he's doing only because that what he's doing are malachas? And likewise, if you tell him that what you're doing is a malacha and he stops, Is it not so? Klum porish mi malachas ela mishum Shabbos. Is it not so that he's stopping whatever he's doing only because it happens to be Shabbos? Elo loy shna. This is very vague in and of itself, but Rashi fills in the missing information. And elo loy shna means rather there is no distinction, and In the case of Helem Zev Zev Yodo, he's chayav only one. Tanan, we have a long question at hand, and that's indicated by the Kuf Akushya. A difficulty is raised, and it lasts a number of lines, as is indicated by the descending vertical dashed line. Tanan, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel says, Ovos Melochos Arboim Chosur Achas. The number of Ovos Melochos are 39, literally 40 minus 1, it means they're 39. V'havinabo, and we ask over there, minyono lomali, what do I need this phrase that the malachas number 39, after all, the Mishnah lists each av malacha, I can simply count them up on my own. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan explains why the Mishnah tells me the number. She'im ason kulam behelam echad chayav al kol achas v'achas. if he does all of them in one state of lack of awareness. So he's chayev a separate korban for each one. Now, describing someone like that, he does all of them in one state of lack of awareness, Rashi says, Hainu helem zev zeh biyado. This is an example of someone who is unaware of the malachas and he's unaware of it being Shabbos. Now, what do you mean by he's unaware of it being Shabbos? So Rashi explains that if someone is unaware of all the malachas, so he doesn't have the fact that he might know that it's Saturday on the calendar, that's of no halachic relevance. Someone who doesn't know any halachas of Shabbos, so it's as far as he is concerned, Shabbos is just a day like any other day. So that could be described as someone who is unaware of it being Shabbos. Once again, awareness of something, of a day being Saturday, is not considered a level of awareness. He has to be aware that today is Shabbos, a special day. But if he is unaware of all the malachos, so he is in effect unaware of it being Shabbos. E amris, the Gemara goes on. E amris bishlamo helem zev zeh biyado chayav al kol achas v'achas shapir. If you say contrary to what the Gemara had concluded just before the beginning of this question, where the Gemara said lo shna, but you conclude contrary to that helem zev zeh biyado generates a separate sin offering for each malacha done shapir, then we can understand the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel having told us that there are 39 of his malachas, and which means he's chayev a separate sin offering for each one. So that in describing Helem Zev Zebiado, the outcome is he's chayev for each one separately, not like we said before. Elo e amris helem Shabbos biyado. But if you're going to say, well, after all, this guy is not aware of it, of this being Shabbos, and you say eino chayov elo achas, if you're going to say once again helem Shabbos biyado, and therefore eino chayov elo achas, hechi mishkachas lo. How are you going to have a case of ribui chatos? If, in other words, if you're going to adopt the approach that Ravina was saying before, that helem zev zeh biyado results in only one chiyuv, so how are you going to explain the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, which is merames or makes an allusion to multiple sin offerings? So you're going to have to say it's in a case of bezodoin Shabbos v'shigigas malachas. What is that? Obviously, this is already not a case of Helem Zev Zev Yado. It's Zodon Shabbos, meaning he is aware of Shabbos, but he's unaware of the activities as being Melochus. Well, Honicho Yisovarle Kureb Yochanan, the Omar Kevon Sheshogag Bekores Afalpi Shehazid Belav, Mishkachas Lodi Yodo Le Shabbos Belav. The Gemara here, by the way, is kind of repeating a sugya that we had earlier in this perek, and that is how do we classify when we talk about someone as being shogeg? What is he aware of and not aware of? So the scenario of zodon Shabbos and shigigas malachas will be the scenario which will result in multiple sin offerings, and that can be understood if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that says that if someone is unaware of the kores penalty, even though he is aware that what he is doing is under a Torah warning or Torah prohibition, a lav, he is called a shogeg. So mishkachas lo diyoda le Shabbos belav. So then, this scenario of his being a zodon Shabbos v'shigas malachas is someone that's aware that Shabbos is proscribed by a negative command in the Torah. you'll say if he's aware that that the Torah bans melachos as a lav, then why is he bringing a korban? After all, korbanos are brought when someone is not deliberate, and this guy seems to be deliberate. So the answer to that is he is shogeg. He's unaware of there being a kores penalty. Ela e savar lo kerabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Omar ad sheyishgoig belav vikores. But if you hold like Reish Lakish, who says that a person is considered mazid, namely a deliberate offender, until he is unaware of the negative command and also unaware of the kores, the yoda le Shabbos b'mai. According to Reish Lakish, how can someone be called a Zodon Shabbos Shigigas Melachos offender? And we need him to be Zodon Shabbos so that the Shogeg is with reference to the Melachos. But according to Reish Lakish, he is, until he is Shogeg, Belav, and Kores, he's called a Mazid. But the Yoda Leib Shabbos B'mai, what Shabbos awareness does he have? If you're telling me that he's called a Mazid, once again, according to Reish Lakish, he's not called Shogeg until he's unaware of the Lav and unaware of the Kores. So in what respect can we classify him as a Zodon Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, the Yoda lo bitchumin valiba de Rabbi Akiva. He is aware of it being Shabbos, and Shabbos is a special day. And all he knows about Shabbos is it's a day that there's a tchum restriction. Tchum restriction means that a person cannot go beyond the settled area, the place that he is located in at the time that Shabbos sets in, more than 2,000 amos. It's worth noting that the violation of tchum, according to Rabbi Kiva, is a Torah-level violation. So this person is described as a Zodon Shabbos Shigas Melachos, and we, according to Reish Lakish, in so far he's aware of Shabbos as being a day with a tchum restriction. Tchum, by the way, does not carry with it the tchum violator does not bring a sin offering. So at this point in the Gemara, we have in effect defended the answer that Ravino gave before, that if someone is Helem Zeh V'Zeh, he's unaware of both it being Shabbos and unaware of the Melachos, he'll bring only one sin offering. What about the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel that says Ovos Melachos Avroim Chaser Achas, and we learn from that you bring multiple sin offerings? So the only way to explain that would be that you're talking about someone who is Zodon Shabbos and Shigigas Melachos. So the Gemara said we can appreciate a case of Zodon Shabbos Shigigas Melachos according to Reb Yochanan. It was easy to understand that he said that if someone is even though someone is Mazid Belav, he's called a Shogeg because he's unaware of the Kores. So he's called a Zodon Shabbos because he's aware of Shabbos as being prohibited by a lav. So he's Zodon Shabbos because he has awareness of Shabbos and goes ahead and violates Shabbos anyway. But according to Reish Lakish, that kind of person that is, Reish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan on how to classify someone who is Shogeg B'Kores alone. How would someone be Chayav as a Zodon Shabbos Shigas Mos according to Reish Lakish? So the Gemara answered, that's someone who is aware of Shabbos as being prohibited with regard to Tchum and is unaware of the Melachos. So there we've explained the Mishnah as well while preserving Ravina. As we continue in the Gemara, we want to take note of our Nosei Mivneh heading in the margin, where a diamond is featured, and this diamond will highlight the names Rava, and on the next Omud of Gemara, Abaye. Point one is the Gemara will refer to these are as Shitos Be'inyan Greira Be'Kapora. The term Greira is literally something that is dragged along. We will see later in the Gemara through its examples a situation of someone setting aside a sacrifice for one offense, and that will in effect enable him to receive atonement for another offense through this institution called Greira. We will also be dealing with the next point, and that is the relationship, hayachas, bein zodon Shabbos v'shigigas molochos, versus shigigas Shabbos v'zodon molochos, ha'im averos shinase b'shneim behelam echod miskaprim b'korban echod. A person who commits multiple Shabbos violations in these two, with these two separate states of mind, but the violations were all done in one state of lack of awareness. Are the violations covered by one sin offering or not? This introduction might sound a bit vague, but we find value at least in hearing the information so as to set us up for the Gemara's discussion. Omar Rava, Kotsar v'tochan kegrogeres. Gorgeris is a dried fig. Dried fig is a shear, is a quantity. It's a quantity, and with regard to Shabbos violations that are food-related, the quantity is that of a dried fig, a dried fig quantity of food matter. So Rava is describing someone who harvested and ground up, well, let's say some grains, kigrogeres, a dried fig quantity of grains, and he did these two melachos, ktsira and tchina, with a specific state of mind, b'shigiga shav zodim melachos. In other words, he was unaware of today being Shabbos, but he was aware that these constitute Shabbos melachos. Well, when someone is violating with that state of mind, we know that there's only one shkoga here. It's one umbrella shkoga, if you will. He's unaware of it being Shabbos, so he brings one. That's mechayev him to bring one sacrifice. In the meantime, all that we have is his having violated ktsira and tchina with this state of mind. V'chozar v'kotza v'tochan kugogeres. He then, later that day, went ahead and did the same activities, kotsar, harvest, and tochan, and ground, a grogeris quantity. However, this time with a different state of mind, bezodon Shabbos v'shigigas melachos. He was aware at that later point in the day that today is Shabbos, but he forgot. It slipped his mind that these are melachos. Well, if in general a person violates multiple melachos in this state of mind, namely Zodan Shabbos Shigas melachos, that would generate the need to bring multiple sacrifices. We must emphasize, though, that the first stage and the second stage in our in Rava's case here, when he did the second stage, namely the where it says V'chozer v'tochan Kigrogeris, he at that point had not become aware. He had not known that he had violated Shabbos earlier that day. That's what we call behelam echod. It was in one state of lack of awareness. There was no revelation in the interim of his having violated Shabbos beforehand. But now, after both of these stages have been done, v'nodalo, and now he became aware. Al ktsiru tchino shel shigiga Shabbos v'zodin molochus. he became aware of the, in this case, the first stage of that which he did. In other words, if someone told him, hey, you know, it's Shabbos today and you did those malachas earlier. At that point, he then set aside a sin offering for the first stage of violations of the Tzirin Tchina, though one sacrifice is enough, because he did it in the state of mind of Shigah Shabbos or the Malachas. It was the Shogeg regarding Shabbos. It's a singular Shogeg. V'chozar v'nodalo al k'tzira v'al tchina shel zodon Shabbos Shigah Malachas. After he set aside his sacrifice, he then became aware that he had violated the second stage as well. It became known to him. Someone told him, "Hey, you know, you did Tzirin Tchina later in the day." Bearing in mind, and we have to emphasize this, that when the original sins were done, they were all done. The first stage and the second stage, he had not become aware in the interim, so it was all done behelem. Helem Echad. So the rule is, we continue at the top of Ayin Aleph, Omed Aleph, Ktsira Goreres Ktsira, Utchina Goreres Tchina. Before we translate, what Rav is telling us is that the one sacrifice will atone for everything. And more specifically, Ktsira Goreres Ktsira, the first act of harvesting that he has set aside his sacrifice, which covered it, draws along in atonement the second act of ktsira. Likewise, the first act of grinding that was covered by that original sacrifice draws along with it the second act of tchina that he did later that day. Avol. However, if we switch things around, as follows: Noda lo al ktsira shel zodoin Shabbos Shigas Malachas. If his first awareness was regarding what we termed before the second stage, namely, he became aware of the harvesting that he did with the state of mind of zodoin Shabbos Shigas Malachas, and he set aside a sacrifice, that sacrifice will atone only for the ktsira, because at that point he would have been chayev multiple sacrifices, because he was zodon shal shigas malachas. So the sacrifice that he sets aside atones for the ktsira that he did. That's fine. What else can be included? Well, Rava tells us ktsira goreres ktsira utchina, the ktsira for which he set aside the sacrifice will draw along with it the first act of ktsira and the tchina that was with it. Now, this is an example of gorera. By the way, not to confuse the Gemara's use of the term goreras. Goreras simply drag along. But here we are encountering for the first time the halachic concept of gorera. In other words, the fact that the sacrifice set aside for the second stage of ktsira draws along with it the first stage of ktsira, that's simple. That's the concept of the same av malacha done multiple times in one state of lack of awareness. That's automatic then, that one sacrifice covers it. However, why should the sacrifice set aside for the act of ktsira be able to atone also for the tchina, the grinding of the first stage? That phenomenon is called gerera, that even though the sacrifice was set aside for ktsira, it nevertheless is able to drag along with it in atonement to cover also the tchina of the first stage. Utchina shekenegda b'mekoyma medes. However, the second act of tchina that he did in our second stage, with the state of mind of zodin shal shigas malachas, that remains unatoned for by this sacrifice, because when it was originally committed, he had an obligation to bring a separate sacrifice for it, being that it was done b'shigigas malachas. And to suggest that it should be atoned anyway, because we are atoning for the first act of tchina, but the first act of tchina itself was atoned for through the institution of gerira, of being dragged along, to suggest that this should be atoned for also the second stage of tchina, that would be called gerira de gerira, and that's too far removed. Abaye Omar, tchina nami goreres tchina. Abaye says that the act of that second act of tchina is atoned for by the fact that the sacrifice covered the first tchina. And why is that? Shame tchina achas hi. It's one act of grinding. Here, the Gemara asks a question. The question lasts a number of lines. We call this a long question. We have a kuf and circle to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line. The Gemara asks, Umi isle l'rova grera? Does Rava even accept the concept of grera? We have a little star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, courtesy of Rashi, because the question is focused on where the previous star appears. Specifically, how did we explain the tchina being atoned for on the third line of the Gemara? We explained that because the sacrifice that he set aside for the second stage of activities that he did, b'shigigas malochas, he set aside the sacrifice for the tzira that he discovered, we said, well, that extends and covers the first act of tzira, and that first act of tzira draws along with it the tchina, because they were done in a state of shigigah Shabbos. That's grera. The Gemara here is asking, does Rava really hold from that concept? V'ha itmar, ochal shnei zeisei chelev behelam echod. A person ate two olive quantities of chalev. Chalev is a forbidden section of an animal. It's forbidden to eat it. And if one does eat it, b'shogeg, he brings a korban chatas. In this case, he ate two olive quantities of chalev in one state of lack of awareness. V'noda lo al achas mehen. And then he was informed regarding his having eaten one kizayas. He really ate two, but he became aware of his having eaten one. V'chozer v'yochal kizayas ba'loma shel sheni. And then he ate a third olive quantity of chelev before discovering his having eaten a second olive quantity before. So, sum total, this person ate three kizayasim of chelev. But after having eaten the first two in one state of haloma, he was informed of having eaten one kezias, and then he ate a third kezias before discovering that he had eaten a second kezias. Oma Rava. Hevi, so there are a number of different possibilities, and we go through them, and eventually we'll see the question that we're asking. Omar Rava, Hevi Korban al Rishon, if he set aside a sacrifice because of the first kezias that he ate, so Rishon Visheni Miskaprin, the sacrifice will cover the second kezias also, because when he ate the second olive quantity, he had not yet been aware of having eaten the first, so they were eaten in one state of lack of awareness, so one sacrifice covers both. However, Shlishi Eino Miskaper, the third olive quantity is not covered. As we said, he ate the third olive quantity only after he discovered has having eaten the first. Hevi korban al hashlishi. By the way, before we go further, we dashed underline shlishi eino miskaper, because how would you have thought the shlishi to be miskaper? Well, you would have thought that since the third was eaten in the same halim, the same state of lack of awareness as the second one, so the third one should be covered. After all, the second one is covered. However, how was the second one covered? Only because it was together with the first one, in the first kezias, in the state of lack of awareness. So the second one is drawn along with the first. However, to suggest that the third should be drawn along, that would be a function of Gerira, that the sacrifice that was going to cover the second one would draw along the third one. Rava, though, clearly says the third kezias is not atoned for by the sacrifice set aside for the first one. So we already see that Rava does not hold from Gerira. In another case, Hevi korban ala shlishi, if he set aside a sacrifice for having eaten the third kezias, shlishi v'sheni miskaper, the third kezias and the second kezias will be covered by this one sacrifice, because the second kezias was eaten in that same state of ha'aloma as the third. However, rishon eino miskaper, and again we dashed underline rishon, because the only way the rishon, the first one, would have been atoned for would have been through Gerira, but Rava doesn't hold from Gerira, and that's our question. Hevi korban alo emtsoi, if he set aside a sacrifice for the middle kezias of chaylev that he ate, miskapru kulon, so that will atone for the first and the third as well, because it is, we can say that the first kezias was eaten in the same helam as the second, and the third kezias was eaten also before he became aware of having eaten the second one. So when he sets aside a sacrifice and says, "I'm bringing it for the second kezias," it covers all of them. That, by the way, is not an example of Gerira. That is a direct atonement, because two acts that were done in the same state of lack of awareness are automatically covered by one sacrifice. Abaye Omar afilu hevi korban al echod mehem niskap rukulon. As far as Abaye is concerned, even if you set aside a korban for the first aleph quantity of chaylev that you ate, the third one will be atoned for. And likewise, if you set aside for the third one, the first one will be atoned for. Well, Abaye holds from the concept of Gerira. So at the end of this long question, we are asking, here you see that Rava does not hold from Gerira. Why then, on the third line from the top, when the gentleman set aside his sacrifice for the second act of Ktsira that he had done in a state of Shigigas Malachas, how is it that the Tchina, the grinding that he did in the first stage, which was done in a state of Shigigas Shabbos, how is that atoned for? Is that not an example of Gerira? So the Gemara answers, Bosser Deshama Me'abaye Savra. After Rava heard Abaye's position in this discussion concerning the Chelev, where Abaye said that there is Gerira, so then Rava adopted that approach, and it's after that that Rava said what he did on the third line from the top. In other words, the Gemara here appears out of, not in chronological sequence. The information that Rava tells us, the third line from the top, that the where it said Ksiru Goros Ksiru Tchina Sheima, which is Gerira, that was said after that which Abaye said, after Abaye stated his position with regard to these chaylev consumptions. The Gemara asks, so if Rava then subscribes to Abaye, Ihachi Tchina Nami Tigrar Litchina, notice we have an arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. If you skim up to the fourth line from top, where you see the other arrow, Rava there said that Tchina Shekenegda B'mkoyim Emedes. That was the tchina of the second stage where he had done it b'shigigas malachas. We said that in that case, when he set aside the sacrifice for the ktsira, true, it was atoned for the previous ktsira and tchina, but it did not accomplish an atonement for the tchina that was done in the state of mind of shigigas malachas. But if you're saying that that which Rava said over there is after he accepted Abaye's position, why doesn't he go all the way to hold like Abaye? Abaye, after all, said over there, on the same line where the diamond appears, that Trino Nami Gerer is Trina. So the Gemara answers, Rava bought into Abaye, but not really all the way. Gerera Isle. One stage of Gerera, immediate or primary level of Gerera he accepts. However, Gerera, the Gerera Lesle, but a second generation or a derivative Gerera, that far he doesn't go. If we can, just to restate this, hopefully not to sound too confusing though, in the case above where he had set aside a sacrifice for the Ktsira, which was done in the state of mind of Shigigas Malachas. So we said that the Ktsira atonement will include the previous Ktsira, because after all, they were done Behelem Echad, and the previous Ktsira will also drag along with it, that's through Gerera, will include with it the Tchina that was done in that state of mind of Shigigas Shabbos. So the Tchina at that stage was atoned for through Gerera. Now, to suggest that that Tchina, being that it's going to enjoy atonement, shall include the second Tchina, that's called Gerera de Gerera. And that far, Rava does not go. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.